this is Tracy, and today I would like to do a reading in a way from the amazing book that I cannot put down. I have more little post-its in it than any book I've ever had. This is Red Flags of Love Fraud, 10 Signs You've Been Dating a Sociopath by Donna Anderson. And there's so much in this book, and I really encourage you to go and get it. If you get it online on her site, you will actually get this little workbook, and it really helps you outline different parts that you can see what made you vulnerable. And that's what we're gonna talk about today, because I had a meetup this week and we really talked about this and the power in people seeing these things that they might not have thought were them before. When we discussed it as a group, it became very powerful for so many people in the room. And Donna's done an amazing job here outlaying the vulnerabilities. So I'd like to just kind of go over them with you. You know, sociopaths and narcissists, they target us because of good things about us. They target us because we are kind and loving and empathetic. And this list gives us a really good grasp on what they are. And if I just read you the single words, you would probably go, well, I'm not wounded. But if I read you her amazing description, I think that you will see things in this that might be you. So I'm going to start with wounded. Wounded is, have you been in a recent divorce or ended a bad relationship? Were you in a bad or abusive marriage? Were you abused in your family of origin? Think about that. Codependence, people that have had narcissistic parents or people in their life before. This makes us vulnerable to the next one, because if we allowed it the first time, we didn't know, and they can see, ooh, she's wounded, let's get her. It's like that last little pony, you know, running in the thing and the lion comes and gets him. We are that. Need for love. Are you looking for love, attention, or a sense of connection? Duh, who isn't, right? Everyone's looking for love. It's just natural and it's normal. Do you want to be protected, or do you need to be needed? Are you the kind of person like me that likes to take care of people? So you need to be needed. I'd put a big old check next to that. I need love. I wanted to be in a relationship. Lonely is the next one. And she wrote, do you feel like your life is empty? Have you ever experienced a committed relationship? Have your children grown and no longer need you? Or have you moved to a new community? These are all factors that these predators look for. They look for it in all of us. And they definitely found some of these things in me. How about you? I'm not saying that we're lonely and we don't have friends and we don't go out, because I certainly do. I am out there all the time. And I don't perceive myself as lonely. But my son was about to go to college. My second marriage was, I had just finished my first. I was wounded. Okay, next one, empathy. Do you feel compelled to help people? Do you respond to appeals for sympathy? Think about this. You're a narcissist. For me, narcissist number three, definitely needed sympathy. He was a victim. Everything had gone wrong for him. And I could empathize with him. I could guide him. I could help him. I could love him more than anyone had ever loved him before. I have the empathy to understand that he's having troubled times. And he gave it right back to me. Do you want a relationship? Right? We all do. That's normal. How about, do you feel incomplete as a single person? Yes, so many of my friends, they say they just want to be in a relationship. And we do. But do you feel incomplete? You know that you're my other half. You complete me. You know, that's not necessarily true. We need to be complete before we start. And do you have a low regard for yourself? Oops, I jumped one. See, I do this. Okay, so have you moved to a new community? That was part of the lonely part. Targets of people that are in divorce groups, people that are in CODA, Codependency Anonymous. These people target those kind of groups. They might even go into single groups because, well, if you just moved here, you want to go hiking, you're going to get into a single group. And that's so common as to where they find them. It doesn't have to be online dating, but you have to be aware that you're not putting off that vibe that you're lonely and you just want a relationship, okay? Low self-esteem. This is the one as the low regard for yourself was in. Do you lack confidence? Are you insecure or shy? I would say not a chance in hell that I am insecure or shy. Lack of confidence in myself? Yeah, I think I had it. Even though I'm a successful business person, I think I didn't know that I deserved more. I think I didn't understand in my own mind that I didn't have a high enough regard for myself. And if people said, do you have self-love? I would say, of course I do. I love myself. But in reality, I allowed this bad behavior. So I must not have. I must have had low self-esteem to allow this to happen. That's my vulnerability, or certainly one of these from the list, right? Do you want a relationship? We did that. Is your biological clock ticking? Uh-huh, probably. If they're not ticking, we're dead. So no matter what age you are, if you're 20 and you want to have children, if you're 50 and you want to do this, we all have that time ticking urgency. When you're young, your biological clock is ticking that you might want children. When you're older, I'm gonna die. You know, there's always something that brings us to say, I want to be in a relationship before I'm 60. I don't want to be an 80-year-old with a cat, you know? So if you feel incomplete without someone else, then you're vulnerable. Trusting. Are you young or lacking in life experience? Do you feel trusting, innocent, or naive? Are you honest, moral, religious, or assume that most people are just like you? I did. I thought people were honest, particularly if they told me that they were. I listened to them. If they said they were, you know, I can't even think. If they said that they were loving and trusting and they had never cheated on their wives, they had never done this, they had always done this or that, but then their actions didn't really follow through with that. If you look at those things, it put me in a spot that made me vulnerable. My second husband's mantra, he would say it, oh God, 100 times a day. Do the right thing. Do the right thing. That's what he did. That's what he said. That's why, well, that's like, he was like always doing the right thing. At least what I would see. And then I didn't see the bad stuff because he was telling me that over and over, that he was doing the right thing. He was love bombing me. He was surrounding me. He was showing me how much he loved me. But at the same time, there was another side of it that I didn't see. Because I trusted. I trusted that maybe he was just having a bad day. Are you having difficulties in life? She calls this one problems. Do you need assistance? Do you need money? A place to live? Are you disabled or have medical issues? This makes us a target. This makes us a target for so many different predators. And I am talking about romance predators that will rob your money because they show you so much attention. And here you are, disabled, sick, depressed, whatever it is. And someone has come in like a knight in shining armor or a princess on a pony. Makes sense? A girl version, right? They come in to save us. And then they steal from us. So often that is the case. They come in and they're faking it. They're con men. There's no laws against this, and I know I'm off on a rant here, but it's really important to understand that the situation that you're in could be making you a target. And I'm not saying if you're handicapped you can do anything about it. I am saying if you're handicapped and someone comes into your life and it seems too good to be true, it is. Just know actions speak louder than words. I think we've got two more vulnerabilities. Single parent. Are you a single parent? Struggling to raise your children? Are you unable to buy things for your child? Do you wish that you had help to take care of them? Well, when I was going through my divorce from my son's dad, I was about to be a single parent. I didn't know how I was going to do it. I just knew that this was my choice to divorce my son's father, and I was going to make it work. But along comes Prince Charming, and he is giving my son $2,000 Halloween parties, taking him on rides and making sure he tries escargot and, you know, culturized him and just like showed so much love for my child. I sat there going, oh my God, you know, let me get him an iPhone. Let me do this. And I was like, hey, I don't need that, but he doesn't need that. But at the same time, what he was doing, he was buying us. He was showing us that he cared so much and he was willing to put his money where his mouth is. This happens to victims all the time. They don't even see that neediness, even if it's not really like eking out that you have a need, they're going to take advantage of that because they're offering you something that you didn't know you were missing. Or maybe you did. You were like, hey, I need someone to take care of me. Last red flag here is grief. So if you've been recently widowed, you've lost a family member, you've lost a friend. When people pass and leave our life, it does put us in a very bad place. Both Lizelle and I lost our mothers in the last year, and that made us really vulnerable. So I want you to look at these things, and I want you to make yourself a list and think hard about what is it that made you vulnerable. And think about how you're going to share that in the future. Okay, that's all I got. This is Tracy. Have a good day.